My name's Paddy Shannon, and my subject today is the word revolution. I don't know if you've noticed, but just lately, it seems like every commercial ad in the English-speaking world has to contain the phrase game changer. It's like it's some kind of unwritten rule. Every new product, every new process gets billed as a game changer. You hear it all the time. I think it would be a game changer not to use the damn phrase for once. And that's kind of a shame because I can imagine the writer who first came up with it thought, wow, that's a good bit of marketing. I'm a genius. Only now it's been hammered to death by overuse, so it's more irritating than appealing. It bugs the hell out of me anyway. I used to be a copywriter at one time, and the standard go-to back then was the word stunning. There were stunning beaches, stunning landscapes, stunning hotels, stunning food. Stun means to bash someone over the head until they're unconscious. Copywriters were forever bashing readers over the head with the word until it didn't mean anything. You see what I mean? Stunning insight, isn't it? Anyway, the point is, revolution is another of those words that has been used to bash people over the head for so long that nobody really knows what it means. Socialists are pretty used to this, which is a point I'm sure this podcast will return to in future. Socialism is a model of the world with its own language, but we don't have any say who uses that language or what they use it for. There are plenty of groups who use the word socialism to mean things we're absolutely against, like dictatorial one-party state regimes. But that's another story. Put socialist and revolution together in a sentence, and that's a scary combination for a lot of people. There's no avoiding the historical associations, and that's quite triggering. You're thinking all manner of nasty things. You're thinking barricades and tanks, riots, mass arrests, mass shootings, closing down of the free press, all that sort of thing. And you don't want that because, well, only a crazy person would want that, and you're not crazy. So it might help to remind ourselves what the word revolution actually means. It has the same root as the word revolve, meaning something turning round or over. Vinyl records turn at 33 or 45 revolutions per minute. So do car engines. They have rev counters. The world turns one complete revolution every 24 hours. Revolutions aren't the exception, something out of the ordinary. They're part of everyday life. They're how things work. They're part of human history too, and not in a bad way. Just think how many technological revolutions we've had. How many revolutions in medicine, in food production, in communications. If you take the whole timeline of history, right from when humans first evolved on planet Earth, and you look at that timeline up close, you'll see bumps all along the line. Those bumps are the revolutions. And if they weren't there in our history, we wouldn't be here today. Without revolutions, we'd still be living in trees. Revolutions are how we make life better for ourselves. It was a revolution when we learned how to use fire. It was another one when we learned how to grow crops and keep animals. We had the Industrial Revolution and a computer revolution. Right now, we're living through revolutions in genetics, robotics, AI, astronomy. Lots of revolutions. Sometimes revolutions make it possible to do things no one could ever imagine before. And sometimes, as a result of that, our whole civilization has had to change too, to catch up with these new ways of doing things. It's done this several times in history to get to where we are today. These massive changes wouldn't have been obvious at the time. If you'd been alive during, say, the feudal period, you wouldn't see much evidence of change at the individual level on an individual day, and you certainly wouldn't have any notion of what the capitalism of the future was going to be like. It's like when you stand still. You're not aware that the ground underneath you is turning. You're not aware that the whole planet is barreling through space at 11 miles a second. And history doesn't stop either, and it's not going to stop now. Those people who think capitalism is the end of history, quite frankly, they're kidding themselves. It's going to keep moving ahead, and socialists hope in a good direction. In 100 years' time, people are going to look back at us and say, what the hell were those people thinking? Socialists, and by that I mean people who want a free and egalitarian society, and not some Orwellian dystopia, say this about the next revolution. It's going to be bigger and more mind-blowing than anything that's come before. It's the revolution to beat all revolutions, the singularity beyond which not much can be predicted. Most people can't get their heads around it the first time they hear it. The reason they're baffled is because they're expecting to hear some incredibly complicated explanation full of economics jargon and Greek equations, and they're not expecting something so simple that you can say it in 3 words. Make everything free. Let's look at it like this. In a money system like capitalism, only the rich are free. Imagine if you won the lottery. That would be a revolution in your personal life. You could do what you want, go where you want, be who you want, with no money worries at all. And no boss at work. That's real freedom. But that's just freedom for you, isn't it? Nobody else. Maybe you can help your family and a few friends, but not their families and not their friends, and certainly not the whole human race. However much you care about the really big problems in the world, you still can't do much about any of it. Now let's further suppose, in this money system, that you and everyone else won the lottery. So now everyone in the world is rich. Wouldn't that be great? Trouble is, you know it doesn't work like that. Money is a zero-sum thing. If you've got money, someone else hasn't got it. For some people to be rich, there have to be an awful lot of poor people. And besides, if everyone was rich, maybe because we added a bunch of zeros to everyone's bank account, wouldn't a banana cost like $1 million? Well, you're right, there's no way everyone can be rich in a money system. But here's where the revolution comes in. Nobody actually needs money. Money is just paper or metal tokens or digital bits in a computer. What people need is the things that money buys. If those things don't cost anything, there's no need for money. So you can make everyone rich, or the same thing as rich, if you abolish money and make everything free. And here's where your head implodes. Make everything free, that's simply not possible. But it is possible. Humans have the technology to make it possible. Let's think about food. The world already produces enough food to make everyone overweight. Let's just make it free as a basic human resource, like the air we breathe. Free as in, you never have to pay for any food, ever. Millions around the world starve, and the only reason they starve is because they can't afford the food prices. Well, that wouldn't happen if it was free. The same thing applies to clothes, and again, housing. There are, or there could easily be, enough of these things for everyone on the planet. Modern capitalism has created a technology of abundance, and where there's an abundance, it might as well be free. And where everything's free, there's no need for money. Well, okay, possible or not, you're probably thinking it's not going to happen. But that's the thing about revolutions. They don't make themselves. You have to get behind them and push. The rich 1% don't want this next revolution. obviously, because they've already won the lottery of capitalism, so the money system works just fine for them. But if you're one of the 99%, then it definitely doesn't work for you. The key takeaway from all this is that capitalism needs you, but you don't need it. And the planet doesn't need it either. Capitalism is locked in a destructive cycle of infinite growth, which is creating global warming, resource depletion, and species extinctions. You can't make capitalism stop doing those things because that's what it's designed to do. It can't work any other way. So if you want humans to survive and live in real freedom, you need to start pushing for that revolution. And don't forget, revolutions are the reason why we've come so far already. Help make the next revolution happen, and you can help make life better for the generations to come.